When is the last time someone did a very special favor for you? Something that was extraordinary. And you said to them, I owe you big time. Think back. Who was that person? Who did you declare that you owed something to? Is that unfinished business for you? Did you really mean it in your heart? Did you really mean to balance out the giving and the taking? You received from that person. Now is it important for you to balance out the energy between the two of you by giving something back to them? If you owe that person something, why not pay them back today? Perhaps you can pay them back by a phone call. And in that phone call, you simply say, I want to thank you again for what you have done. Perhaps paying them back means you give to somebody else. How can you complete the cycle? The cycle that you started when you said, I owe you big time. Can you complete that by declaring, oh, I was just kidding? Or do you need to complete that initiated cycle by giving back to that person something that they now need that only you can give? Perhaps it's a visit to them. Perhaps it's a treat to a lunch. Perhaps it's a party. Perhaps it's a poem. If you declared that you owed somebody something and you still remember that oath, when are you going to pay them back? They may die tomorrow. Pay them back today in some way so that you never think to yourself day in and day out, I gotta pay that debt back to that person so that I can even out the giving and the taking between the two of us. Is that a chapter that is open in your life that remains open and needs to have closure? Close out that cycle for yourself today. No requirement for something big to happen here. A small act of kindness will do beautifully to pay that debt back. How often has somebody told you, thank you for what you did, it changed my life? You can say something as simple to the one that you owe to. That will even out the giving and the taking. Finish unfinished business today that involve oaths you have given to another to give back to them. And in so doing, increase the flow in your life. Make room for new possibilities, new opportunities, new ways of being. Invite creativity to soar, for you no longer have to hold as a promise that oath to another. I'm Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Have a marvelous debt-free day today.